Eben Novy Williams is with us now from Sportico. A big decision by the Supreme Court today that, and we'll see if it has a lot of impact down the line as well. But Eben, in this ruling, what did the Supreme Court most basically say about compensation for college athletes?
Yeah, so I think there's two things here, John. The first thing, what this case is about is a fairly narrow band of education-related expenses. So the Supreme Court is essentially saying that the NCAA cannot prevent its schools from compensating athletes in areas of education. So that could be computer costs, study abroad programs, internships, scholarships, you know, all things that are academic-related. And that's what this ruling is about. But I think most legal scholars will tell you that when they read through these decisions, the bigger point that's made by these justices, both Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, who wrote the two opinions, is that moving forward, a lot of the legal ground that the NCAA has used to stand on to defend its model is no longer good legal ground, essentially. And that opens the NCAA up to much bigger lawsuits that will probably come down the pipe that will really, really change amateurism forever.
And I guess we'll see how far Pandora's box gets opened here, or maybe it just has been completely blown open at this point. But even when you're talking about education-related benefits, it's not just books and computers. I mean, like you said, there is a whole world of these things that could get opened up, and you know, probably as well, it might get questioned along the way as well. Like, really, study abroad program for, you know, this five-star linebacker? Is that really why they're going there to Alabama or whatever?
Absolutely, yeah. And this is kind of why I think a lot of people feel like this is such a momentous decision, is that you're right. It is a fairly, you know, I said narrow at the beginning. Within that education, within that framework, it's actually fairly broad. And you're right, there's kind of no telling how much can kind of be shoehorned into education-related expenses. The point here, I think, the interesting thing being, this is not forcing schools to uncap these expenses. It's just saying that the NCAA can't prevent them from doing it. And the truth is that these schools are going to rush to make these offerings. A lot of schools, like your University of Texas's, your Ohio State's, your Alabama's, they are flush with money. They're looking for ways to spend that money to help recruiting, to lure top 4- and 5-star recruits to their university. And they are going to use this willingly to help gain an advantage over other schools.
Now, I appreciate what you said about in your opening statement about down the line, what it could mean when you look at what the opinions had to say today. And obviously, there is some speculation involved here as well. But in your, you know, expert opinion in covering this kind of stuff and covering just the business of sports for as long as you have, where do you think this is headed eventually?
I think this is heading towards the NCAA model fully changing as we know it. And again, that does not happen tomorrow, and that does not happen as a direct result of this 9-0 ruling from today. But again, if you read especially what Justice Kavanaugh wrote, he's making it clear that the entire, I mean, I can quote for you real quick a sentence that jumped out to me. Nowhere else in America can businesses get away with agreeing not to pay their workers a fair market rate on the theory that their product is defined by not paying their workers a fair market rate. It is clear here that the justices feel as though this NCAA model would not be legal in almost any other industry in the U.S. And as a result, that's something that's going to weigh on their minds and weigh on the minds of judges around the country as more antitrust lawsuits get filed against the NCAA. And you can bet that there are lawsuits, there are lawyers around the country kind of licking their chops right now at how vulnerable the NCAA model is as a result of this ruling today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.